Right now, let's bring in Mike Causey and a check on sports. Mike, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
So backed up.
Sounds like it.
You know, when one thing goes, I don't know if it's like you at this point, but if one thing goes wrong and it's moderately long, you can get along with it. But if one thing goes wrong and it takes like 25 or 30 minutes of your time, the rest of the day is shot because you can't make up that time.
Yeah, that sets the tone for the day.
Well, anyways, and believe it or not, I was recovering from this cold, which I am now almost fully recovered.
Sound pretty good.
I was so tired yesterday. I went to bed at like 6:30. So I only know one thing that happened in sports, and it's not a score. So, well, what you start off and tell me what happened in sports last night.
Well, let's start off with the ugly. The Mets got beat by Pittsburgh 6-4. And the Mets lineup is maybe a double-A lineup at best. They had this guy playing third base, Gallarmi. Never heard of this guy. He shouldn't be in the major leagues. My God, this Mets lineup is awful. You know who their cleanup hitter was last night?
Who?
Smith, the guy they just brought up from the minors that was sent down from spring training for being late for the first game. That was your cleanup hitter last night. This, just when you think this team can't do anything else to make themselves more insignificant, they do. Unbelievable. This team is, God, you can't watch them. They're insignificant. I watched them. I only watched some of the game last night to see what the problems were with the Pirates. Problems with the Pirates is they don't play the Mets enough. that was a disaster. The Yankees, they won last night 4-2 against the Phillies in a pretty good and competitive game last night. So one team wins, one team loses. Baba Luis Sanchez is out for at least a month with a groin issue. So the Yankees are going to have to go with their backup catcher in that position. And they're sitting on top by a half game over the Red Sox. The Astros lost last night, so their lead's down to 3.5 over Seattle. And the Phillies aren't playing bad. They're in second place. And the Washington Nationals, whitewashed by Tampa Bay, 11-0 last night. There's a lot of problems in Washington, and this time it has nothing to do with the government.
Did the Yankees win because they hit home runs again, or did they actually win?
You're asking me?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the game. I mean, that's the big problem that the Yankees are going to face when it comes to the playoffs, like you've been saying all year long.
Yeah, Judge hit a two-run. He had a solo shot in one inning. That was how they got their run. They only got 7 hits yesterday. Between Judge and Stanton, they got 4 hits. So you got 3 hits from the rest of the lineup, which, like you said, and I agree, you're not going to win playoff games that way.
No, but I'll tell you one thing. Stanton is coming alive now. I don't know if he's going to hit 50 home runs again this year, 60 home runs, but he's raised his average over 20 points in the last 3 weeks. And if he keeps hitting, the Yankees will keep beating the teams they have to beat. But that's the story I wanted to bring to you is I didn't know if you had seen this yet or not. Do you realize, you know, Kevin Ollie got fired, right, from UConn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they claimed it was serious violations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear what the serious violations were?
Shoot.
Okay. Ollie shot baskets with a recruit last September.
The NCAA's asinine.
Listen to this. He arranged a video call between a recruit and a former UConn alumnus. A FaceTime call. He arranged possible improper training sessions with a friend who was a personal trainer for on-campus things.
That's all garbage.
Now, here's UConn fired him because they don't want to pay him $10 million. So UConn reported these violations to the NCAA.
Huh.
So they
ratted him out so they don't have to pay him.
That's it. It's unbelievable.
Wow, UConn sucks.
I hope he takes this to court because I'm not saying he's a great coach or anything like that. He had a great first season.
It's an up and up. It's an integrity issue.
That's exactly right. This is absolutely horrible to
how does your own employer submarine you?
You're the guys
that gave him the contract.
That's exactly right. It's unbelievable.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And as bad as not a great a coach as he was with UConn, he still was 127-79 over his six seasons.
And you know what? This is only going to make things real hard for UConn to hire another coach, because how do they know you're not going to do the same thing to me?
I just saw this and I said to myself, this is, you know, they wanted out. There was personality conflict between the chancellor and him.
They didn't want to pay him.
That's exactly right. And you know what? They're going to pay him. I don't know if they'll have to pay him the full $10 million, but you believe you me, there's not a court in the land that's going to let that stand where they're going to let him not be paid a portion of his contract.
And here's the other thing. If these are NCAA violations, UConn, from what they did, gave up themselves saying, we knew this was going on.
Yeah, it's just
so guess what? They may get hit with sanctions if this happens, just to get rid of the coach. Good job.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
But the NCAA is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
some of these things that are violations and some of these things that aren't.
A FaceTime call, shooting baskets, and bringing in a friend who was an assistant trainer. Give me a break.
I mean, if these guys are coming to your university for 4 years, you're giving them over $250,000 in tuition plus other things. So you're giving them $400,000, $500,000 over the course of 4 years to attend your university and play. And you're going to nick the NCAA nickel and dimes you over these ridiculous violations? Right. What a joke.
Well, anyways,
that's an interesting story.
Yeah, it shows how absurd things have gotten in college basketball. Absurd.
Talk about absurd. How about this pornography issue of ESPN?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, check it out. They call it the body issue.
All right.
It's like Cinemax comes to magazine.
I will Google it.
Oh yeah, what that has to do with sports, I don't know. I care what that recruit the Giants has drafted from Penn State. I care what his butt looks like. Come on, man. This is ridiculous.
That's what it's
ESPN
about?
Just shows how far off the map they've fallen.
They really have. It's there's very little I can watch on ESPN anymore. Very little.
And Sue Bird and her girlfriend are romping around in the buff and they're proud that they're gay. Well, that's good for them, but
that's good.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable.
Show me Kate Upton.
Show me what I used to see, which was all sports commentary and sports.
There's no sports. It's all opinion. It's who cares, and yeah. See you later.
It's just like regular mainstream TV now. It really is.
It's sensationalism. Just, it's entertainment. It's not news.
Yeah. All right. Well, is that it for sports? Anything else, Seb?
College World Series got rained out last night, and unlike Major League Baseball, here's just a new, different idea. Everything gets pushed back one day.
Isn't that
a great concept?
How about that?
Yeah. No afternoon night doubleheaders. Not everything just gets pushed back one day.
There you go. That's the way it should be.
That's what happens when you play baseball in June instead of November. You can do that.
Yep. All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.